Use your brain, raise your game. The Professional Footballer's Guide to Peak Performance, written by Mark Bowden and read by the author. Introduction. Although you might not realize it, this could be the turning point in your career. From it, you are going to learn how to take your game to a new level so that you are playing on top form consistently. It has a specific structure where each part follows along in logical sequence, so it's best to listen to from start to finish. And it's based on my Become model, which I'll briefly outline now, and this will become clearer as you progress through the book. B is for brain, so gaining an insight into your brain from a football performance perspective. E is for experience, so identifying where your brain is impacting on your personal performance on the football pitch. C is for change. This is where you're going to start to incorporate Become processes to begin the transformation. O is for obsession, where you'll use every aspect of your life to assist you in playing on top form. M is for mental focus, and this is where you are going to start to incorporate hypnotherapy into the conditioning process. Then finally is E, which is for excelling. And this is where you'll use thinking and other psychological techniques to actually improve your ability on the football pitch. Now, I'm a solution-focused hypnotherapy practitioner, and for some, the word hypnosis will conjure up images of stage shows where people are supposedly made to run around pretending to be a chicken. Now, nothing could be further from my work, and this perceived mystical world of stage hypnosis is the opposite to the techniques that I use. The techniques that I use are based upon the best advancements in neuroscience as well as our understanding of the brain. Indeed, actual hypnosis is just one of the tools that I utilize in my practice. Now, when hypnosis is combined with other techniques, it becomes a hugely effective tool for positive change and improvement. Before I became involved in football, I had great success in helping people to change their lives, reducing clients' anxiety and helping them to improve their confidence. I've received hundreds of messages and emails over the years from people who I am honored to have helped, and in many cases, their lives have been transformed. And for more than a decade now, I have used these principles with footballers at the highest levels of the game. And the results, they have been excellent. But why wouldn't they be? It was never any surprise to me that my methods have worked as well for footballers as my previous clients. After all, the brain is the brain. And although many people in different areas of life will experience different events, the way that issues manifest in the brain are actually very similar, if not identical. All those years ago, as I began to explore the world of football, my one surprise was that the methods that I used were not being used in every echelon of football. And in fact, only a handful of top-flight clubs put as much emphasis upon the brain, the mind, and the thought processes of their players as the area warrants. The subject has not been afforded the level of importance which I believe it should be given. Utilizing the power of the brain and empowering a player to be consistently on top form should be as important as anything else in the game. Now, if you really want my opinion, it should be prioritized more than anything else. And I think you will agree once you've heard everything I've got to say. My prediction is that in the next few years, these methods will be as integral to every football club, every player, as tactical and set-piece training. Why? Because even counting ability, the one area that could see a player released or dropped when they actually had the potential to go on and win the Ballon d'Or, is their brain. And likewise, the one thing that can lower a team to mid-table when they could have made it to the top is how well that each player can utilize the amazing potential of their brain. Without this knowledge, you are leaving your form to chance, and your career might never hit the dizzying